The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We had a wide-ranging, not really conversation last hour, but we talked a lot about crabs and the crab picker shortage, and we talked about, you know, how you steam crabs. And Richard called from publishing his crab soup recipe in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. And now we have Andrew in Eldersburg who would like to talk about crab pickers. Good morning, Andrew. What's up?
Hey, Alan. Hey, so I want to talk a little bit about those crab pickers on the Eastern Shore.
All right.
A little background. I did 32 years in federal law enforcement, and I started off in the Border Patrol.
Cool.
So I have kind of some experience in
let's hear it.
What they call a H-1B visa.
Right.
So a number of years
ago,
there was a guy from the Eastern Shore. He owned a crab picking house or packing house, whatever they call it. And that guy may be listening.
Okay.
Now, but, so he had called the office and he said, he was done with that program. This guy had gone out of his way to get out of Mexico, either himself or through one of these recruiters. He recruited all these people in a village to come up here and pick crabs.
Right.
And they all came. He had the, had these guys set up. Within a week, they had gone into town where either they were Easton or Cambridge, wherever it was, and they met all these other illegal aliens that were there. And the first thing they told them is, oh, you don't have to go pick crabs for whatever that pays, $8 an hour or whatever. If you're a woman, you can go work in Ocean City in a hotel for $10 an hour. If you're a guy, you can work in landscaping for $14 an hour.
Right.
And they left. Within a week, they were all gone.
Wow.
This guy called up, and he said, I'm done with this program.
Yeah.
And the problem was he went through, did it the right way.
Right.
But there was no enforcement.
Right.
These illegal aliens that were here.
Right.
They met them all in the community, and they said, hey, you know, you don't have to do that. You can just go work in construction or landscaping, and it'll pay a lot more.
Wow. Wow.
So, unfortunately, here, this is one of the problems we have in our country. We pay people not to work.
Right.
And then we import people to do the jobs for what Americans won't do.
Exactly.
And one of the problems, like, if you go on the Internet, you can get an idea of what welfare benefits you can receive in each state. And they've actually calculated what it's worth. In Maryland, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $36,000 a year. So what you're talking about is roughly $18 an hour.
Right.
So we pay people $18 an hour not to work, and then we import labor from foreign sources and, you know, to do the job that these people won't do.
Well, one of the local pickers, picking houses advertised for local help, and it just, you know, told me the story and shook their heads when they were telling me the story. It was like,
well, I felt bad for this guy, and he may be listening now, but
yeah.
This guy did everything he was supposed to do.
Yeah, and, sure. I mean,
and they left.
Well, the way it works now is, you know, they, they've had these pickers that they know that who they are, and they, you know, they want the same pickers back. Some of them have been in this program for, you know, 15 years and have had continuing, you know, returning workers and that type of thing. They give them housing and they give them, you know, a decent wage and all, and take care of them and the whole deal. And, you know, but, you know, long-term goal is they're making money for the company, which is what any laborer should do when they work for somebody who's providing them with a paycheck,
right,
is to make sure that the company's profitable and stays in business. And that's fine. But understand what your guy said. But right now, I think they've alleviated some of that problem because they are all worked through one company out of Virginia, which is a labor company that fills out all the paperwork, you know, does all the application process and the whole thing, and then whatever happens happens at the end. But, you know,
but one of the takeaways here is that people often think, hey, this illegal alien thing, this doesn't affect me.
It certainly does.
In Maryland,
sure,
or on
does.
The Eastern Shore, this doesn't affect me. If you eat crab meat, it affects you.
Sure. No question.
And if these, you know, now they're talking about, get rid of ICE and open borders, you won't have anybody to pick crabs.
No, you won't.
And there'll be so many people here, a lot of people may enjoy picking crabs.
Right.
But it may be one of those jobs they're just picking crabs until they can get a better job. And
it's possible.
The other misconception, too, is that people are dying to come here and put shingles on your roof in the middle of July. No one's dying to do that. That's
right.
Hard work. And the day they don't have to do it because you legalize them, they won't do it either.
That's right. Good
so
point.
It'll be time to go get another batch that are illegal.
Right.
Do that tough job of putting shingles on a roof that the other guys did.
Right. Exactly. Well, I can tell you, there's no question that some of these folks are in it for the work, to send money back to their families, to work and make good wages and then do it right way, return to their countries, but some don't. And you're right. It's the land of opportunity. And unfortunately, we have those who are willing to take advantage of it and to come here illegally. Whereas the people that, you know, somebody said they knew the solution to the border problem. You hand them a piece of paper, which is their application process, and turn them around and march them right back, you know, across the border.
Well, yeah. One of the other problems, too, is some of the unions have historically resisted issuing more H-1B visas because they're under this perception that, no, there's Americans that will do these jobs and they're taking these jobs. Not those kind of jobs. There's non-Americans they're not displacing any American from a job like that. Those are tough jobs, and I'm not looking down my nose at picking crabs. I'm just
right.
Saying
I understand what you're saying. It's hard work.
Correct.
You know, and it's a quota job. I mean,
but historically, they've resisted allowing more of these what they call unskilled positions, visas, non-immigrant visas to come into the United States because they say, no, those are the type of things that those need to be for Americans. Well, the Americans are paid $36,000 a year in Maryland not to work, so
right,
you've got to beat that wage. So you can't, and that's a misconception. If the Department of Labor were to open up more of these visas, at least we get these people in legally.
Right.
We know where they are, who they are.
Right.
And then when you're done, you leave.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Going into Cambridge or Easton and assimilating into the illegal alien population.
Well, that's how it's done. I mean, it's all very regulated as far as I know. And in talking with the picking houses that I deal with, it's, you know, these people come every year. They know who they are. They know where they are, and they come and they go. They don't assimilate into the population. So,
yeah. But, well, I felt bad for those packing house guys. I mean, they did everything right.
Yeah, they did. All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
yeah.
Andy. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Bye
bye. Hey, that was an interesting call, wasn't it? How about that? Tackle Box Tim. How you doing, brother?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
I have a question regarding freshwater regulations.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, I took my nephews down to the gunpowder.
Yeah.
Down from Harford Road and did a little bit of wading around. And later in the morning, a couple of gentlemen came around flinging a cast net.
Yep.
And they were not looking for bait fish because they actually did ask me about legal sizes of fish. Is it legal to use a cast net in freshwater to catch game fish, largemouth, smallmouth, and the panfish, the sunfish species?
Did you find anything on the regulations?
I did not.
Did you go to the DNR website and Google cast net?
I will be doing that shortly.
Okay, why don't you do that and get back to me, because I don't have a clue. I really don't. I know it's legal for bait fish,
right.
But what kind of bait fish? But I don't know that it's legal for game fish.
Yeah, and two, around Maryland, other than the coast, you don't see a lot of that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you see, you know, down in Ocean City, they're trying to catch the mullet in the bunker.
Right.
What have you. And down in Florida, that's very prolific to catch their pilchards. Oh, excuse me, the pilchards and the, and the mullet, but not so much here. So
yeah, Delaware, it's profuse in Delaware for the finger mullet and all the stuff they use on offshore on that, too. So, all right, very good. Yeah, there, and you have an assignment.
All righty.
Let me know before the end of the hour if you can.
I will get on that.
Right.
I will.
They have a search engine right on there. You just go to the DNR site, go to fishing, and maybe go to recreational, and then put your search in for cast net.
Gotcha.
See what you got. See what you come up with.
All right.
Thanks,
buddy. I will text you back.
All right, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. There you go. Got texting, emailing, and calling going on. I love it. I will do that, Robin. Thank you. So, all right. Well, we had a very interesting call from somebody who did immigration work and kind of cleared us up on some things there that some of these workers who come in have been assimilated into the country, even though they might have come in on a visa. It sounds to me like he's saying they overextended their welcome and teamed up with people who were here illegally. So, all right. Ouch. Stretch. Needed one. Okay, let's talk about a couple of our fine sponsors, like Good Times Crab House. You know, seafood lovers and crab people, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters in the famous Chesapeake Landing restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road. That's just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18. If you're going west on Liberty Road, they're on the east side. It's now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaska snow crab legs. And Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering can supply a great time catering your crab feast on site or any large event. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House, 443-657-7187. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199.
410-789-0199. Catonsville Line X. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Line X.
Chesapeake Outdoors, the Eastern Shore first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, right there on Kent Island. You get there by crossing the Bay Bridge, unless you live on that side, and then you just get off exit 50 on exit 39B Dominion Road. If you're coming from the Eastern Shore, I always get off on Route 18 headed west and just go across Dominion Road and turn into the parking lot. But that's the way I get there. It's a very, very big landmark right there on Kent Island, Chesapeake Outdoors. You'll see the sign on the highway before you make the turn. That's how to get there. Here's what they got. Anything you need for fishing or crabbing. Now, for crabbing, they've got the trot lines. They've got the collapsible traps, the topless traps. They've got the pots for off your pier. They've got the live boxes if you want to float some live crabs till you get enough. They've got a wide variety of you know, crabbing trap gear and that type of thing. And they've got all the accessories, the bait bags. They've got the white boots. They've got the Grundens. If you want to dress like a waterman, you can do that. They've got everything. They have some seasoning. They have some steaming pots and things like that. So that's on the crab side. On the fishing side, rods, reels, tackle, line, anything you need for Chesapeake Bay, tidal rivers, and freshwater fishing, all the frozen bait, live bait for fishing and crabbing, custom bucktails, parachutes, and umbrellas for rockfish, custom planer boards, planer lines, and the flags. If you want to invest in that and do some trolling, you can do that. The Yeti coolers and tumblers, the Costa sunglasses, the Bubba Blade knives, everything, all the accessories. Why not? And that's what they're about right now. And, you know, you can check out the hunting stuff while you're in there, too. Hunting season right around the corner. We'll be talking about that soon. But, you know, bows and guns and crossbows and all the accessories. Chesapeake Outdoors. No wonder it's Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. 39B Dominion Road, that's the exit right off 50, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop? They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferrier Road in Lansdowne. I was just there the other day and looking at some of the fish and tackle, the St. Croix rods, the ugly sticks, you know, looking at that big wall of line and thinking about how many of my reels need line replaced on it to go fishing. It's crazy. It really is. Any kind of live bait, frozen bait, chum, elwives, eels, they've got all that. If you want to fish for striped bass, they've got everything you need. Non-offset circle hooks, you know, trolling gear. You want to fish for bass, they've got that. Panfish, they've got that. It's just top and bottom rigs, terminal tackle, bobbers, weights, hooks. Everything you need for fishing. It's all right there in one location. And not only that, they're a full-line Browning dealer. If you're looking for a firearm, for waterfowl, for deer hunting, for, you know, just sporting clays or shooting sports or home protection, they've got all that. So Stop by and see Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9, the phone number 410-242-6108. And the 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-247-FISH, 247-3474, 247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
How high's the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa?
How high's this water go?
He said it's 4 feet high and rising.
Huh?
Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain.
All right.
4 feet high and rising.
I don't want to hear 5 feet.
How high's the water,
Oh, come
Mama?
On.
5 feet high and rising.
Cows are swimming.
How high's the water, Papa?
The high, the cows are swimming. All right, the rails are whatever. I know. Oh my goodness. John wants to know what our call-in number is. Well, that's very simple. 410-922-6680. It looks like we're going to get a call-in fishing report. Let's see. Tackle Box Tim. They're not calling back. They're texting me. So I've got a report, you know, from off the text machine here. We have a text machine here in the studio. Did you, there it goes. Did you hear it? That's the text machine. Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
247 fish.
What about it?
Call it.
No, John's calling us from Chesapeake Outdoors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, okay, look, okay. I'm all caught up on all the news, and I haven't, you know, talked to a single person. Isn't that amazing, technology?
No, you talked to a couple people this morning.
No, I mean just in the last break during the time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, everybody's texting and everything else.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing the technology. So I can't respond to all of it.
No,
but I'm live on the air. There's a certain amount of airtime I have to fill. It's easier when people call.
Exactly.
At 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680.
And that way, you can answer them immediately.
We can have a two-way conversation.
Because it is talk radio. Kinda.
It is talk radio.
Well, it is. But if people are texting you, it's no longer talk radio.
It's not text radio, is it? No. Ah. And it's not email radio, but that's coming in too. Oh, geez. Amazing. No, thank you. No, thank you. There's John from Chesapeake Outdoors. Good morning, John. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good, Alan. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Just everybody's fishing today up towards Love Point. And
a little windy out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little windy today.
Yeah, I would say. Yep. Love Point, Upper Bay, I mean, that's been the hot spot in the last couple weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. They're also catching them, you know, Pedicure and, you know, Eastern Bay and all those other areas.
Yeah. What effect have the porpoises had?
A good bit. Yeah, they're chasing the fish all around the place.
Yeah, that's the complaint that the dolphins, the mammals, are in pods are chasing off concentrations of schools of rockfish.
Yeah, that and the perch and all the all the bait fish.
Everything, yeah.
Chasing them all around.
Yeah, I heard one report of about 150 of them in the bay. Had you heard that?
Oh, definitely, we've seen them. You know, at least that many.
Hmm.
Definitely a lot of them out there.
The watermen are complaining they're eating the crabs. I don't know if they eat crabs or not. Apparently they do.
I haven't heard too much about that.
Yeah. But
they're definitely chasing the fish.
That's something we haven't had to contend with. It's all, you know.
No,
it's, it's the.
Yeah, we have the skate issues, you know. We just never had the porpoises.
Yeah, the skate issues are primarily on the oyster beds and the clam beds. They love those clams and they hurt the it hurts everything. If the they call them double heads, if the cow nose rays come in and they eat the razor clams, then that makes the cost of the razor clams go up. Watermen use razor clams for bait. You use, recreational guys use razor clams for crab bait as well. Price goes up there. Price goes up to a waterman. You know, he can only get what he can get at the dock for his crabs based on supply. And I mean, it's just a big vicious circle out there on the bay. It's very hard to compete. And then when nature comes against you with other things like these, porpoises or dolphin or whatever you want to call them, it just kind of throws another monkey wrench into the gears, doesn't it?
Yeah. It definitely messes things up.
But the crabbing's good up this way.
Yeah, crab is not bad right now.
If you can get out,
it'll get better. You know, there's still no jellyfish yet.
Right.
So usually, it seems like we always, as soon as you start seeing the jellies, you start catching better.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I saw, bell-wise, for fishes, I mean, the people that's never seen this much chum in action before.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Huh. Everybody's chumming.
Everybody using circle hooks,
non-offset. Yeah, we got plenty of them.
Yeah,
we're carrying a lot. I mean, fresh LY too.
Oh, good. That's even better. Yeah, that's even better. So, anybody live lining yet?
Yeah, they're just starting to a little bit. They're starting to, some spotters showing up, and they're using perch also.
Yeah, I see them at the Bay Bridge pilings every time I go across. They seem like they're backed up against those pilings trying to catch some fish, which is...
Yeah, they're doing a lot of jigging there, and it's pretty well.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot, you know, just dropping down beside them pilings, and it's working pretty good for them.
Mm-hmm. What about a half-ounce jig or a three-quarters or what?
Yeah, a three-quarter-ounce jig.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They put a piece of crab on it or just a bare jig?
No, just a jig with a, you know, VKD or any sort of.
Little plastic trailer of some kind?
Yep.
Yeah.
A little plastic tail.
Got it.
Down, let it go down beside the pond. And...
Good, man. Good. Yep. Well, it sounds like the rockfish fishing is pretty good and the fish are nice and clean. I saw a few with some... microbacteriosis on them, but also seen a zillion clean fish. And if you're out there chumming, it doesn't take long to catch your limit.
No, it doesn't. Sure doesn't. They're definitely out there.
So, very good. Anything else coming up?
No, just I guess hunting's coming up around the corner. It's going to hit us before we know it.
Before we know it, yep.
Yeah, it's been a couple months away now.
Are the licenses online yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, good. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thanks, John.
All right, Alan. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Here goes John at Chesapeake Outdoors. Always nice to hear from him. Bill in Pasadena wants to talk about removing groundhogs. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm being besieged by groundhogs this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the water. They're under my deck. They're under the shrubbery.
Man.
What do I do besides shoot them?
Well, you can shoot them.
I don't want to shoot them.
You don't want to. Why?
Will spreading, like mothballs or anything help? Have you ever heard of that?
No, you got to trap them and get rid of them. The problem
How
is...
How far away do you have to take them to
Well,
get rid
once that's the problem.
That
that's the problem. You're usually not allowed to transport them. Now, groundhogs, I believe you can transport, but, you know, you're just making somebody else's problem, your problem, somebody else's problem. So... if you don't mind euthanizing them once they're in the trap, but you know, I used one of the big Habahart traps, a double ended one, and yeah. I always baited it with what do they like? Hold on,
cantaloupe. I hear
they do like that's it. That's what they like. They like cantaloupe. There's actually a lure out there that's made from cantaloupe. And, you know, if you get some cantaloupes, you can cut them up, you put them in the blender, you make a juice and spread the scent or whatever. But I used to use chunks of cantaloupe or apples. Apples works very well. But
now, I've got a neighbor who calls with everybody on everything. Is DNR going to have a problem if I do euthanize them?
Nope, not that I know of.
Okay.
I mean, you know, a 22 with a CB is probably about as quiet as you're going to go.
Well, I'm on the water. I don't want to shoot them because it can ricochet across the...
No, I mean after they're in the trap, if you want to euthanize them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A little 22 short CB cap. That works well. I used to trap them out from under my shed in Baltimore County. And I think in the course of 4 or 5 years, I think I took out... close to 30.
Yeah, I've got 4 right now.
Yeah, yeah.
3 little ones and 1 big one.
Yep.
They're just running everywhere.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I love your show, buddy.
All right, man. Yeah, the trap will work. The cantaloupe works great. Apples is a second bet. Don't use peanut butter and jelly or you'll get raccoons.
Oh, I got them too.
Well, peanut butter and jelly.
Okay,
make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and cut it into about 6 pieces and trail up to your trap if you want to get rid of raccoons and put a couple pieces in there and leave both ends open and you know they'll eventually step on the pad. Yeah. Took seven that were in my yard coming up on my patio or up on my front porch. Took 7 of them out with peanut butter and jelly in about a month. So, yep. There's more of them out there. There are more of them out there than you think. And the other thing is, you can call professional, but it's going to cost you hundreds of dollars.
Oh yeah, no, that's crazy what they charge.
Yep. So, but that's okay. All right, thanks. See you. Bye bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Let's see. And now I'm getting pictures of groundhogs from Captain Dawn. Call him Fall River Frank. I know Frank in Massachusetts. I don't think he looks like this. I mean, well, he might. I think he grew a beard the last time I saw him. So he might be that hairy. Just kidding. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Now we're going to getting rid of groundhogs and pictures of groundhogs. So if you want to talk about getting rid of groundhogs, we can do that.
Just what? A smorgasbord of topics this morning.
Well, that's what I like. I like that. I like being challenged.
Variety.
You
yep.
know,
yep.
Stump, yep. stump the host. I did hear back from Tim.
Okay.
What did he say? Hold on. Tim said something about, goodness gracious.
It's all this technology.
Oh, yeah. Robin sent the link
okay.
for cast nets, but it was for tidal water. And then he found a 2012 PDF that listed citations and warnings for using cast nets in non-tidal water. So, but that's all the details I got so far. So, who knows? I would say if in doubt,
don't do it.
Don't do it. Right.
Play it safe.
Let's see. Who else sent me something? Okay. Heard from Jennifer. Yep, everything's good. Okay, there we go. Who else sent me something? Oh, here's an update. Okay, remember Captain Don caught that grass carp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. DNR responded it's just a regular carp. Don't think so, Don, but, you know, they want to be diluted, let them be diluted, I guess, so. I think Captain Don knows the difference between a carp and a grass carp, because why would he send a carp in that looks so unusual, and he says it looks unusual. All carp pretty much, you know, I mean, except for koi.
Yeah.
You know, they look a little different.
Yeah.
One from the other. Who knows what their motivations are?
Well, somebody at DNR was just having an off day, I guess.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, I'm not going to second guess them if they say it's a regular
exactly.
carp.
Exactly.
It's
go.
A regular carp.
Exactly.
Nothing to see here. No invasive
right.
species. Just
turn away.
Walk
look away.
Away. Nothing to see.
That's right. Everybody go home.
You gotta love it. This is the same DNR that watched the guy spring from one end of the bridge to the other.
The other, that's right.
Yes. We observed him springing from one end of the bridge to the other.
Somebody was reading too many Marvel comics.
Marvel
that
comics,
that morning.
Yes, exactly. saw the movie the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Springing.
Huh? Yeah. Not that, you know, not that there aren't people with superpowers.
Sure, Alan. Whatever you say.
Hey, I listen to the show before mine.
That's true. Yeah.
And we're told this every night. 410 WCBM 680 410 922-6680. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering. If you like crabs and seafood, and if you love crabs and seafood, you got to be ready for some good times. The Spurry family. They've been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for 35 years, and they deal with local Maryland crabs and oysters at the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant, St. Michael's, every single day. And they're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, 8001, Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway, exit 18, headed west, or if you're on Liberty Road, headed towards the Beltway, it's on the right-hand side, headed coming east. It's now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaska snow crab legs at Good Times Crab House. Now, Good Times Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. You're having a crab party, having a church event, you want crabs, fire department crabs, family reunion crabs, call Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering, 443-657-7187. Find them on Facebook, Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. For good times and good crabs and seafood, it's Good Times Crab House. 443-657-7187.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Rare July treat as a cold front has moved on south of Maryland and is pushing down through Virginia and the Carolinas here, top of the weekend forecast. Lower humidity, a cool wind down from Canada, and we're talking upper 70s this afternoon. Get 10 degrees cooler than average for us today in Baltimore. Even cooler weather tonight, upper 50s for nighttime low temperatures, and sunshine for our Sunday with a high of 83 degrees, upper 50s, low 60s Sunday night. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Well, it's time for me to talk about Clyde Sports Shop one more time. And I always like talking about Clyde Sports Shop. You know why? They're good people. Bill and Clyde, been in business right there in the same location over 60 years. Totally reliable. Totally authentic. They do rod and reel repairs. They do gun repairs. They issue hunting and fishing licenses. And they carry what their customers demand. They carry everything for crabbing, everything for fishing, and everything for hunting. And if they don't have it, they can get it. They specialize in Browning. They're a full-line Browning dealer. They have the Browning, you know, A5 and the Maxis and the BP Browning pump shotgun, the BPS for all types of hunting. You know, need our deer rifle. They've got the Browning X-Mark and the BAR and the rest of them. For handguns, they've got the Buckmark pistols. Shooting sports, they have the BT-99 trap gun, is that what it's called? I'm not even looking at anything. And the Satori over and under shotgun for shooting sports. You know, they're just a good all-around shop with a good reputation and fair prices, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just stop in and see them. If you need ammo or shot for reloading or just some good fishing advice, they'll help you out. 410-242-6108. If you want to call ahead of time and get a fishing report, 247-FISH. 410-247-3474. 247-FISH. All that at Clyde Sports Shop, our buddies.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Now we got along, my life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Captain Don, good morning. Welcome to Hee Haw.
I was just thinking of Junior Samples.
Junior Samples, BR549.
Well, let me say, going back in the Wayback Machine, I grew up in East Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
I would say working class poor, some very poor people. And I recall that some of the older ladies would get on a bus, an old school bus, and they would go to the Eastern Shore.
Yep.
Some would pick crabs and some would work in the fields.
Okay.
They would come back with fresh produce and all kinds of neat stuff. And I remember my mother, if she would get in an argument with my father, she would say, I'm going down and get on the bus, meaning she's going to go to the Eastern Shore for a few days.
Right.
So, and I know they used to put them up in, like, little shacks, I guess you would say.
Right.
And they would make a few dollars and then come home. Again, it was, that's what I remember about people from my neighborhood going over to the Eastern Shore and picking crabs, putting the crab meat and working in the field. So,
yep, I'll tell
and
you.
Another great memory, and I think I've shared it with you before, is we would all get in a car going fishing early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and we would drive all the way across town, and we would wait for Clyde's to open up. Get our bait, and down to the Severn River we would spend all day.
So, yep.
Great memories. I don't know about that carp, but I got that response because you had suggested that I sent a picture over to them, and I did, to the fisheries guys, and I got a response in a few days, and that's what they said. I actually posted a couple of those pictures on one of the tidal fish blogs, I think it's called.
Right.
Maryland or Chesapeake Bay Fishing. And most responded that they thought it was just a regular carp, too, but I don't think so. But
well, you've caught carp, and you've caught this, and it ain't the same. You know.
And they don't smell the same.
Exactly.
But anyway, drove 400 miles yesterday to get back to Maryland so I could get out on the water last night as the sun went down. I went to my favorite spot, and I just couldn't stay put. The wind just kept blowing and blowing, and my anchor wouldn't hold, and I could see the fish splashing, and I just couldn't get a good spot. So
yeah, that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes.
My old expression is sometimes you get the bear and sometimes the bear gets you.
That's right.
Or if you were listening last hour, sometimes you get the rhino and sometimes the lions get you.
I did. Yes. Yeah. Take care, brother.
Hi, man. Thanks for the call, Don. And we will go fishing. Can't wait. And Rudy, we're going fishing offshore here soon. So... it has just been a whirlwind, folks, as far as work is concerned. Just if you don't believe me, ask Robin. The only day off I had was the 4th of July, and that's the way it goes. I mean, Sunday was nice. We got to be with the family, but there was a lot of preparation and that type of thing. Just to chill out for a day, did that on the 4th, but I'm working today. All right, Don, thanks for the call, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Wow. I didn't know that was that time. I didn't. You're about to say something.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does fly when you're having fun. Going out to Catoctin something today out in Myersville.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 3D shoot out there.
Okay.
And it benefits wounded warriors of some sort or nature.
A worthy cause.
Yes, definitely. So we'll go out there, and I think Laura's going to shoot it, and I'll hang out there for a little bit and then continue.
You can be able to stay awake?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Not, I'll take a nap.
There you go.
You know, it's a long drive out 70. Get a few winks.
Okay. I will stay far away from you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll see Uncle Stan out there on the rig. You never know. He goes out that way. So, but no, we have customers out there too, Myersville and Emmitsburg mm-hmm. and New Windsor. So we'll probably stop and see a few of them today too.
There you go.
Never know. All right, buddy. Well, let me tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. One more time, right there on Route 50, 39B, Dominion Road exit. If you're coming off the bridge, headed to the shore, that would be your first stop, because it is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. And John was talking about, you know, selling fresh LY and chum, and he's got the high spot on the fish where they are, you know, Love Point in that area, and he can give you some tips and techniques. Got all the crabbing gear, all the fishing supplies, the hunting stuff, everything you need for your day in the outdoors. All there in one little location. The apparel too. They've got the white boots. If you want to walk around and look like a waterman, you got that. And if you don't want to walk around and look like a waterman, still want to wear waterproof boots, they've got the extra tough boots, which are pretty cool. I might get myself a pair of them. But, you know, they have them camo and stuff too. Little ankle boots, you know, pull on ankle boots and, extra tough. I guess that describes the boot and the Grundens. There's a foreign character. I'll finish this. Chesapeake Outdoors. Stop by and see them. They got everything you need for fishing and hunting. And their phone number is 604-2500. 410-604-2500. Stop by if you need anything for fishing, hunting, or crabbing. Right there in Kent Island, exit 39B Dominion Road. There's one of the characters on one of the soap operas. What's it called? General Hospital. And she's this foreign lady. And she hatched this plot. And she said, I made sure every T was crossed and every O was an umlaut. And an umlaut on every O. So it was kind of a throwaway line. You know, you got to be paying attention, but it was one of those funniest lines I've heard on. Anyway. What?
Good German woman.
Good German woman. Yep. Hard to find.
Yes, they are.
Yep. But anyway. Yeah, she was a very interesting character. I forget her name on the series. Robin will probably text me. But she's being very evil right now.
Okay.
She's usually very evil. But, you know.
Now she's twice as evil?
Yeah, she's pretty evil. Yeah, there's not a lot of good characters on there. I mean, there's not a lot of good sunny people on there that are, you know, just good-hearted. Everybody has an ulterior motive.
Doesn't make for good TV.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No.
So who's that woman? Oh, she was married to so-and-so, and they had this child together. And oh, really? Yeah, but then they had, she killed that guy's brother, and I'm like, hey, whatever.
And if you don't watch it for 3 or 4 years, and then you watch it again,
and nothing's changed.
Exactly, nothing happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's been there 50 years. How many plot twists can there be?
Exactly.
How many people can get blown up? How many cases of amnesia? How many murders can come back to life? How many disappearances when something explodes? Who knows? Oh, my. Well, we talked about groundhogs and how to get rid of them a little bit. We talked about how to steam crabs. Richard was very helpful on that with his one bushel. He uses one beer, a couple helpings of vinegar and a little water in there, and his crab seasoning. Layers his crabs and seasonings, crabs and seasonings, crabs and seasoning. Put some corn in there, put some seasoning on that, throw some potatoes in there. Good old-fashioned deal. So, anyway, we're about to get out of here. Did I hear the music yet? Let's see. Hold on. We're having an in-depth conversation with 30 seconds left to go. And let's see. Yes.